This is your host, Andy Alleman. I'm the founder of Casa Noon Beauty and WeWe Studio. On the show each week, you're going to get no gatekeeping strategies to build your brand, weekly smart ideas to help you spend more time out of office, and conversations with kind, caring creatives making an impact and life-changing money. We are rewriting the rules of business by blending intuitive flow with proven strategies. Welcome to The Unschool. Hey, it's Andy. Welcome back to the show. This is The Unschool. I have a guest today. I will introduce you to her in just a moment. Before you meet this guest, I will tell you she is a member of our Smart Girls Mastermind membership inside of WeWe Studio. I have been working with her since January, and I invited her onto the show for so many reasons, which you will most certainly understand as soon as we get into the conversation. But I am continually really inspired by what the women in our mastermind membership are creating. So you're going to meet several of them this season. This gal is just one of them. They're all doing really, really cool things, and they're doing deep work around identity architecture, really understanding their perfect people and what their clients need. They're doing really cool things with their businesses. When we use words like aligned, when I say, okay, they all have really aligned businesses, they do. That's true. But that word does not even describe the depth that these women are, the depths that they're going to ensure that their businesses truly align with their deepest talents and gifts, and that they're bringing something to their collective communities that is really special. And they're doing that work by going really deep into their human design, of course. I've used the word deep like four times now in this last couple of sentences, but that's probably the word to describe what's happening there. It's deep work in human design. It's deep work in content creation. It's deep work in their offer suite. It's deep work in their businesses. And that's all a reflection of who they are. So if you're interested in having a complimentary conversation, applying for a strategy session with one of our WeWe Studio business strategists to see if this might be right for you and to take a look at what's going on in your business, there's a link for that in the show notes. I encourage you to come on and apply if it feels right for you. We want to make sure that we help you to find the right program for you inside of WeWe Studio. So if you think Smart Girls Mastermind membership might be it, come on and click that link in the show notes. Okay, so let's meet today's guest. Her name is Kiara Ramirez. She's an entrepreneur and the founder of the brand Kiki's Meadow, a platform dedicated to guiding ambitious dreamers from confusion and overwhelm to clarity and creation. She inspires her people to use the power of the subconscious mind to channel their unique gifts, to tap deeply into their creativity, and to design a life of purpose that they cannot wait to wake up to. Get ready to be inspired. Meet Smart Girls Mastermind member and my friend, Kiara Ramirez. Hi, Kiara. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you. You and I have had an opportunity to spend a lot of time together over the last couple of months, and both in this way and also over in the mastermind. So it's really fun to get to talk to you in this format today.
This is so exciting, especially from being such a fan of your podcast for so long. Like, that's how I initially got into your world, and it feels so full circle to get to be here on the show today.
Yay. Yay, yay, yay. Okay. So I want to start with learning a little bit about you and telling our listeners who you are. So tell me a little bit about you, your background, and specifically your smart girl entrepreneurial journey.
I would love to tell you that story. I'll try to make it as short as possible because it's a long one. But essentially, I have been a lifelong creative, and I learned at a very young age how to monetize my creativity. So I have been doing photography since I was like 5 years old. My grandma taught me like when I was born. I started doing videography, you know, like at 11, 12 years old. And at 15 years old, I started my first business in my hometown where I had like the video production business kind of monopolized in my tiny little town in Northern California. And so like I felt like on top of the world, like all throughout my teen years. I decided to graduate high school at 15 years old. I was just about to turn 16.
But
I like to tell people I was 15, even though I was like a month away from my 16th birthday. Like, mm-hmm. I still feel like it's impressive. I had originally wanted to go to like a 4-year university, and that was my path until like I realized like there's so much more of this world that is out there for me. And so super young age, I left high school. A couple years later after that, I moved to Los Angeles. And it was a really big eye-opener of, like, reality, you know, because I came from being, like, on top of the world, like, so much confidence and belief in myself, and, like, I had an entire business that was completely monopolized, like, in Northern California, and then I moved to Los Angeles, so excited, and it was such a wake-up call. I was like, whoa, like, I'm not actually as special as I thought I was, you know?
Let me guess, you weren't the only filmmaker in Los Angeles.
Exactly. I was like, my story wasn't like as impressive to people. And it was like, it was really difficult, but it was really exciting because it was this whole new challenge. And so I spent the first 9 months in Los Angeles working for a horrible wedding production company that was paying me pennies, but like kept me alive. And I was so committed because I wanted to work in the film industry. I was like, this is happening. I'm going to figure it out. I just faked my way in until I actually started working on it. I got my first job opportunity, and it was incredible because I realized how much I was like draining my creative energy by putting my heart and soul into every single project that I was making as a freelancer. And so then I got into the film industry in camera department. So I worked as a camera assistant for like 6 years, and it was the biggest breath of fresh air of my life because suddenly I started getting paid so much more than I did for my independent projects. And it was more of just like a day job. Like I got to just show up, do my job, meet amazing people, and go home and sleep. And so it was amazing. It ended up starting like this beautiful journey in Los Angeles. So I was working in the film industry for like 6 years. I traveled all around the world. I went to Japan, to Barcelona, to Mexico, to Kenya. I met amazing people. I was working and hanging out with celebrities. Like, I was living my dream life. Like, it was to a T, like, everything that I dreamt of, like, having in Los Angeles. And then suddenly, I was, like, super deep into my career, and I got a call asking if I was interested in applying to become part of the union. And, like, that was, like, my dream. Like, that was my whole goal. And it was, like, kind of unheard of for, like, an 18-year-old girl who was, like, just moved to LA to, you know, get into the union. And so as I was driving to the offices to like sign up and like enroll, it was like it's $7,000, something crazy to get into it, but like you pay monthly and it's a huge commitment. And so as I was on the road on the way to the offices, I had this like moment where my intuition was like, what are you doing right now? Like, what are you doing? You know, it's like I was about to go commit to being a camera assistant for the next 10 years of my life. And I started thinking about, like, in that little short drive, like, on the 405 in the middle of traffic, I was just sitting there, like, reminiscing on, like, why I moved to the film industry, to Los Angeles to work in the film industry, and, like, why I started all of this. And I realized how far away I went from, like, my passion and my purpose. And at the time, I wanted to create this, to get this feature film up and running. And I realized that I was just so comfortable in all of, like, the glitzy glam and excitement that the film industry had, but I truly wasn't, like, happy doing it. Like, I looked forward in my life like 10 years from now and I was like, what would I be thinking if I was still a camera assistant? And so I was on the road. I literally got off the highway, turned around. I called them and I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't come in today. I like picked up my clothes from my house, went straight to see my family in San Diego. And I was like, I don't know what the like hell I'm doing right now in my life. And that day I bought a one-way ticket to Europe and I spent the next 2 months backpacking on my own all through Europe and Greece and Italy. And kind of just had a moment of like rediscovering myself and refining like what truly I wanted to do with my life. And so that was at the end of 2019. So timing worked out perfectly in my favor where 2 months later, I came back to LA and the like pandemic started. Like COVID began like a couple months after I came back home. And so that started off this beautiful, beautiful journey of just coming back home to myself and being gifted all the spaciousness and time to figure it out. And so my parents had just bought property in San Diego. I ended up buying, I left my apartment in Los Angeles. I bought a bell tent, this like canvas bell tent. And I moved onto that property by myself for the first 6 months, like, completely alone. My family came to see me afterwards, but those 6 months turned into like the portal to like my entire like vision for my life, because that's where the meadow was born. So my brand is called Kiki's Meadow, and it was inspired from that those 6 months, like being completely in solitude in nature, being able to pour myself into my personal development and manifestation and tuning into my intuition. And I had, since I was living in a bell tent, you know, it got too hot after 8 a.m. So my life was just like, you know, going from meadow to meadow. And the meadow really represented like this portal of being able to come inside into yourself and know that like, no matter what happens in life, like you always have yourself to go home to, like no matter what your situation is, no matter what part of life you're in, the one person that's going to be with you until your grave is yourself. And you always have that portal to go into. And it's a symbolism. Like I sell meadow blankets as like a part of my brand, but really it's just like, that could be your living room floor or your bedroom or just in line at the DMV. You know, it's like, it's a symbolism to just coming home to yourself. And so through the past 2 years of building up this brand, I've transitioned so much more through the help of the Smart Girls Mastermind to get really intentional about like, what really do I want to help people with? Like, and I discovered that not only do I want people to manifest their dream life, but my perfect people, like the people that I'm speaking to, are ambitious dreamers that have so much they want to create, but they just don't know what to do with. And so the whole meaning behind my brand is to really encourage people and help people move from like their confusion and overwhelm and analysis paralysis to clarity and creation and actually materializing their visions into reality. So that is the story of my brand.
It's such a good story. And your brand identity, the visuals especially, are so gorgeous. They are just like so you. They are so nature inspired. I absolutely love everything that you put together. So when you were starting to create what you knew was becoming a business and a personal brand all tied into one, what was some of that inspiration and initial idea generation that was going on with you to help you to piece all that together?
Well, I remember it all began from just these mantras I would tell myself. And I made this little magnetic morning ritual that now I have as an offering on my website. But specifically, the mantra was, I am living the life of my dreams, getting paid to do what I love and just be myself. Like that was my mantra. Like I want to be able to just be the most authentic version of myself and get paid to be able to express, you know, really what I want to express in this world and be able to combine my love for filmmaking and my love for arts and audiovisual like art and be able to combine it with all of the wisdom that I've learned from the books and all of the teachings that I've been able to experience through the more spiritual side of the journey. And so Kiki's Meadow really came from just my stubbornness and like knowing that like this is what I want. And like even though I had a lot of people give me like advice of like, well, you know, maybe starting with you should name your podcast something more clear, you know, like Kiki's Meadow, like no one knows what that means. But it's always coming back to just like my intuition and just knowing so stubbornly and clearly, like not wanting to settle for anything but what I have in my mind. And so it's been a really beautiful journey seeing it evolve and seeing it grow and just the beauty of like having that vision and being patient with the vision and allowing it to unfold even when you don't see it super clearly in front of you.
So yeah.
I hope I answered the question there.
You totally did. And I totally feel that I started my business, which was my blog first, as WeWe. And I had that same feedback from so many people. Like, what is it? How do you even say it? Is it ooh-wee? What is this word that you're like putting out as your brand? But to me, it had such meaning. The two words, O-U-I, yes, in French. And then we, like you and me, bringing those two words, yes, we, like yes, the collective of us, really meant something to me. So I think when you're feeling that at the beginning of your brand journey, your business journey, if something like Kiki's Meadow is really speaking to you, you were literally Kiki living in the meadow. That was your life. It feels really, really right. So I'm really proud of you for continuing to own that as your brand as you were getting started.
Thank you. And I also want to say as well is like, I think that I've learned so much from you as well, where it's like, even logically, if there's like a set of rules that tell you what the right way of doing it is, it's like, I think it's your resonance and the way that you show up in the world and the way that you speak and the way that you express your vision that actually does all the talking. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's like the most like picture perfect, like title or log line, but I think it's really the embodiment of how you move through your business that makes, that speaks the loudest.
Yep. Yeah. And when I see Kiki's Meadow, when you put it out, whether it's in one of your courses that you're creating or when I just check out your visuals on your social, it is such a beautiful visual. So Absolutely love it. Okay, so I want to ask you next about any challenges and obstacles that you've faced. You've now had several businesses, which some of those I didn't even know about back to when you were a kid. What challenges and obstacles have you faced that you've started to work through that you might have some ideas around how others having those challenges could move through those with ease and some grace?
Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is really what all the work that I'm doing right now is all based around, where it's truly the biggest difficulties that I've had through business has been honestly these subconscious beliefs and identities and ideas of who I am and what I'm capable of that has kept me so small. Like, I look back on all the businesses that I've built and everything that I've created, and whatever I found success in, when I look back to who I was at that time, I truly believed in myself. I truly really had that confidence where I was like, I know I'm good at this. I can do it. I'm capable and I'm going to do it. And it's funny how it's like, I don't know if anyone else can relate, but like when we're younger and more yet naive and like the world hasn't had a chance to like to phase us yet or jade us yet, it's so much easier to kind of dream bigger and have these beliefs in yourself. But like as I moved out and moved to LA and grew up, suddenly I started having all of these doubts and these fears and these anxieties, and like I started having such higher standards for myself and needing to prove myself worthy before I can, you know, when I was younger, I was like, I was a filmmaker, I was a director, I was an artist, but suddenly I was in Los Angeles and I felt hesitation to even call myself that because I was like, well, who am I to say that because I haven't done this, this, or this. So honestly, I really would say that like my biggest struggles that I have seen the biggest shift in my life the past 2 years was really going back and down to like what I actually believe is possible for myself and like what I actually believe I can do. You know, it's like I remember now getting into like the real business journey of this lifestyle brand, because at the beginning the Meta was really just a place for inspiration, but now I've really moved into making this a serious business. And I remember like a quick example of like the most obvious subconscious block was it took me 6 months to create my first freebie offering for the Meta. And I look back at like, why did it take me so long? And I look back and truly what was underneath the surface for that was I was scared to start nurturing an email list. I was scared of not being capable of actually, once I had people, to start nurturing it. And so that's the clearest example of why I never actually did it in the first place. And in the moment when you're going through, when you're in like your entrepreneurial journey, you'll be faced with certain situations like this. And I think so often we make it about ourselves. We're like, oh, well, I'm just not good at, I just don't know how to do this. I'm not tech savvy. I'm not motivated. I'm not productive. I'm all over the place. And it's so funny because really all of those excuses are always kind of this underlying like fear or belief about what you're doing. You know, maybe it's a fear that you're not worthy to talk online or whatnot. And so honestly, that has really been like, obviously there's many more struggles and things, but those, your beliefs and identity about who you are and what you're capable of, I think is the foundation of everything else in your business or your personal life.
Totally, totally. So tell us, everyone who's listening, what you're creating now as the new offerings inside of Kiki's Meadow.
As of now, the waitlist has just opened for my first mini course, my first real offering in the Meadow, which is called Unlock Your Dream Reality. And the basis of my mini course is essentially I decided to take like the most essential life-changing parts of the past 7 years of my obsession around personal development and transformation and manifestation and really make it into this cohesive, digestible mini course that people can go through. And it's essentially a framework that I've created that is designed to go back to again and again and again. It's not meant to be like this one little step in the process that you say goodbye to and move on to the next. Like, I really did design it into the framework stays the same. What changes is you who moves through it. So you go through this course, say right now, and say in a year from now, you have manifested and transformed your life and have called all these new things in. That is now your new base level. Like, that is now your new subconscious program that you're operating from. And it's way better than where you were before. But even then, we get stuck at these new levels. You know, it's like whatever brought you to this new level is only going to get you to this new level. And so the purpose of this masterclass is to be able to go back into it and ask yourself, really, the whole basis is getting clarity on where you are right now, where you want to go, painting the big picture vision of where you're going. Then getting really clear about all of the stories that you're holding on to that's holding you back from actually stepping into that new reality. So getting really real about, what do I actually believe in? Like, what part of me is scared about this? What part of me doesn't even really want this? And then the third part is releasing and rewiring that new story into one that's actually serving us into our next level dream reality. And then the last part of it is to embody it, to actually walk the talk and become it now in every present moment. So that's my first offering. And I'm so excited. It's obviously so fully been working with Andy and Sam in the mastermind of the Unschooled Smart Girls Mastermind. And it's just flourished this year. And I'm so excited to just let it out into the world.
I'm so thrilled that you trusted us to take you through the process of doing all of these steps to get this really, really beautiful offering out to your community. So in the mastermind membership, you were, I feel like I told you that you were the very first person to sign up. Is that true?
I was, yeah. Yeah. I was a founding member, you called me.
Yeah. So you were like founding member, like member 001, which I love so much. So tell me a little bit about your experience. And for those that are listening that are like thinking about investing in themselves in some way, whether it's in this community or another, tell me a little bit about what that's been like for you.
I honestly do think that one of the biggest advices that I could give people starting out in entrepreneurship or who are already like deep into entrepreneurship is your success really has to do with like the rooms that you're in and the people that you're around. And I look back at, you know, how I was joking about like how it took me 6 months to get my first freebie out there. You know, it's like I had even been working with a great coach that's been helping me along the path. But the mastermind created the sense of accountability and community that you can't run away from. It's like, it's just there. You know, the challenges we do for social media every month. I mean, that's an example of, I think, one of the scariest things that I started was like that, the social media challenges that we do that have been the biggest catalyst for growth and has opened up an entire world of like what I'm actually here to do. And so I really do think that the accountability aspect of it, and to be completely honest, I'm very blown away of the time and attention that you guys put into it. Like truly it feels like we all have like private one-on-one coaching essentially, because really, you know, it's like we have so many resources to help us. And so I think also the aspect of working in community with like actual people, like I've always been obsessed with courses. I love courses, but really having somebody that you can, like a human being, to talk to about the projects that you're working on and get real clarity. And also the other women in the community are so amazing. I mean, there's one girl mentioned the most sweetest thing to me the other day on the call when I was feeling insecure about something. And so it feels amazing. It's like a little family of supportive, kind, caring creatives that are all just like pulling each other up. So yeah, I cannot speak more highly of this mastermind community.
Thank you. And that is the goal, is that everybody that we attract in is a kind, caring creative. And I feel like they are. So thank you for sharing that. Okay. So I want to talk about some smart ideas. And one of your smart ideas that I took from your masterclass that's coming out is backdoor affirmations. Tell us what a backdoor affirmation is and how we can work with those.
So I love talking about backdoor affirmations because essentially the manifestation rituals are just rituals. Like they aren't manifestation themselves. Like people think that like you can manifest, like you can just block off a time of your day to manifest. And that's not true. Like we're literally constantly walking, breathing manifestations, and we're always manifesting our reality. But rituals, like manifestation rituals, are amazing tools to really get in and reprogram our subconscious mind. But we have this thing called the critical faculty system it's essentially like the border between our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And I like to call it like the security guard of your subconscious mind. Like its job is that it's only going to let things into your subconscious that are in alignment with your belief system. So a lot of the times people don't really have much success with affirmations because they actually don't feel good in their body. Like the point of affirmations is that you're supposed to really stimulate your emotions and your feelings to conjure up an emotion that it can actually rewire and reprogram your subconscious mind. But when you're staring into a mirror, like recounting your affirmations, and say you're feeling really financially like insecure right now, but you're trying to affirm that you're a millionaire or that you're super abundant. And when you say these things, you feel this like tightness in yourself. And so that means that your critical faculty is not letting that in. Your critical faculty can do really good things. Like say if someone tells you that it's not healthy to drink water, your critical faculty is going to be like, that's not true. Like I obviously know that's not true. So it's not going to like do anything to you. But then it harms us when it doesn't let our affirmations actually seep in. So I have this thing called, that you can find on my mini course, called backdoor affirmations. And so backdoor affirmations are meant to essentially go into the back door of your critical faculty and kind of like slip by the security guard. So say you want to manifest abundance, but you truly feel like you're really financially insecure and that doesn't feel right. rather than just going up and saying like, I am so abundant, I am so wealthy, you can reframe just your language a little bit and say something like, I am so open to receiving wealth and abundance. I am open to the possibility that I am on the path to becoming a millionaire. I am open to receiving wealth and abundance. And so that slight shift in language makes it so that your critical faculty opens up, because it's like, that's true. Like, of course I'm open to receiving wealth and abundance. Like, of course I'm open to the possibility. Like, I'm open to believing that my wealth and abundance is coming to me. And that tiny little language shift allows it so that it's actually seeping through your subconscious. And so when you are doing this work, eventually, suddenly you realize that you have way less resistance to these ideas of wealth and abundance. And from there, you can start to sneak in some more classic affirmations, like, I am so wealthy and abundant. And you can see that shift, because truly it's the feeling that we're trying to get from. And so when you're saying things that don't feel good in your body, they're not actually doing anything good. If anything, it does more harm than good. So I think it's an amazing tool for people who, because a lot of people don't love affirmations for that reason. So I think it's a really great tool to tell people about.
So cool. I think it's such a cool tool. Okay, then talk to me a little bit about mindful awareness.
So another huge part that I talk about in my mini course is that reprogramming your subconscious mind, and because your subconscious mind is truly what manifests your reality. Like, it's so funny that we're not really taught the language, but manifestation rituals that you use to manifest are the same rituals that you use to reprogram your subconscious mind in a completely scientific setting. So it's like, they are one and the same. We just don't always have that language to talk about the two. But so the thing about rituals is that you can't just do a ritual and tap into the feeling and visualize your next level reality and then get out of your, like, walk out away from your yoga mat and then go on off to the rest of your day having these really limiting beliefs and false identities of who you are and what you think you're capable of. So when I say the second most important thing, you know, having these rituals and the consistency and repetition of these rituals, but mindful awareness is everything. And that is truly what's going to take you to your next level reality. So mindful awareness means really being able to walk throughout your day and ask yourself, like, what am I thinking about? Like, what is going on in my mind? Because we have, I forget the exact statistic, but I think it's out of the 45,000 thoughts we have a day, 80% of those are repetitive. They're the same ones we had from yesterday, and 90% are negative. So it's like the program that we're running on is always going to be like our ego protecting us and trying to keep us small and safe. But that means we're always going to be kind of like, our brain's always going to try to go towards like the worst case scenario and like all the reasons why it's not working out and why you're not capable of doing this. And when we just kind of let that run, it manifests into the way that we show up, the actions that we take, the ways that we're feeling. And so when you're able to catch it in the moment and ask yourself, like, how would I rather be feeling? Like, what would I rather be thinking about? What would I rather be believing? And start to shift your focus and energy to what you want to be experiencing. If you're able to catch yourself again and again and again and again, at first it feels hard because your conscious mind is the only one taking the weight. Mm-hmm. But with that repetition, that consistency and commitment to it, suddenly it seeps into your subconscious mind and suddenly you're just acting as that new set point. You're just more naturally beginning to actually think these more thought positive things, have these more positive beliefs. And it's like a slow burn. So I really feel like that consistency and commitment to it is so key, because I think that a lot of people will try doing this work and then they'll get so frustrated and they'll just like forget about it. But it's really that kind of commitment to I like to say that like every single day that you wake up, truly wake up and ask yourself, like, how do I want to feel today? Like, what do I want to believe today? What do I want to do today? And so mindful awareness is just constantly catching yourself and redirection, catching yourself and redirection. And suddenly you break through and that's just your new set point.
Yeah, it's that practice that we do when we go to a yoga class of noticing. And it's like implementing that noticing in every facet of your day, which is challenging, but it makes such a difference when you can do it.
Yeah, because I think that a big misconception that my friends always complain about, where it's like people think that manifestation is just like staying positive and like only being positive. And that's not the case. Like you said, it's that awareness. It's being that conscious awareness of what's going on in your mind rather than just letting it go on a loop and completely take the reins of your life. It's a knowing that they're always going to come through. Like no matter what point of your reality and career, even if you're, you know, millions of dollars into your business, it's like those negative thoughts and fears and imposter syndrome and anxieties, it's like they're always going to make their way through. And so it's not about just suddenly like waking up one day and never having a bad thought again. That's impossible. It's just more about like having that dialogue and conversation and awareness of like, whoa, like I'm spiraling. Like, let me go take a walk. Like, let me go do a little dance, like breathe a little bit, listen to music and let me revisit this because I'm not going to let that take the wheel and dictate how I'm going to feel for the rest of my life or my day.
Yeah. Yeah. Your day and your life. So true. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I want to ask you about two other things in this smart girl section of our conversation. One is how you are consciously infusing kindness and creativity into your business.
Love that question. I really do feel like the mastermind has really been able to help me connect with my community and engage with my community in a way that I never had before. I know just a couple of weeks ago we had this call about like it's an engagement is a two-way street, you know? And so at first I didn't really see it that way. I saw it more of like I get to create this community with my people, and suddenly I had that light bulb moment where it's like, oh, this is my community. This is my people. These are my meadow girls and my, you know, the people who are in my world. And so I think that the past couple of weeks, I've been really been being able to foster real relationship and real community and real lovingness towards like the people who really are a part of the meadow and who want some help and who want to, you know, grow with me and learn with me. And so I really feel like my entire space is really centered about like just kindness and loving and love and how we can come together and grow together and kind of move out of our old paradigm of like the guru at the top and all of the followers at the bottom, and shifting into this new paradigm of like, no, we're all growing. We're all learning. I have something to teach you. You have something to teach me. I have these skills. You have these gifts, and we all get to come together and kind of walk down the path as one and learn from each other rather than it being like, oh, like everyone's looking up to one person and we're all down here. So I think that's been like a huge intention for my brand going forward, is to really make it feel like that. Like I actually just changed my podcast name, and to the advice of Lisa, who's in our mastermind, she gave me this beautiful idea about changing the name of my podcast from The Meadow by Kiki's Meadow to In the Meadow with Kiki. And I think
it really
symbolizes like what my brand is all about. You know, it's all of us just coming together in the meadow together, learning, growing, sharing, evolving, becoming, you know, all together as one in the meadow.
So beautiful. Okay. And one of the things you're doing in your mini course creation is you've got a beta group that you have taking your course. And I love this practice because it's going to do so much for you. It's going to give you insight into what's working, what people are really excited about, and the points in the course that really are the high points for people. So tell me a little bit about that process and how you decided to do it and who you invited into that beta group.
So that is so exciting for me. And something I've very recently had this realization within the mastermind, because I know that your whole philosophy around like out of office entrepreneurs is what really pulled me into your world. And like the whole, you know, the point of this is to be able to create evergreen funnels and ways to sell your courses, you know, in a more passive way. And I didn't realize that like part of the excitement as you start out is that more hands-on, like person to person, like building the foundations with your community. Because at first I feel like I was shooting so far into the future that I didn't even consider that like first stage of my business. And so the past month I've been able to get more into conversation with my meadow girls, the people who have been along the journey since the beginning. So the 15 people is a combination of people in my life and the people who have been following the meadow all along, and has just come from me having those conversations to being like, hey, like I'm starting something really exciting. I would be so honored if you'd be one of the people who would be interested in giving me feedback, giving me testimonials, you know, giving me just feedback to really be able to craft my future offerings and how to perfect this one. And so that has opened up just a whole world of possibility for me, because it has shown me like the human connection, you know, the people behind the screen of who you're trying to sell to. And it's really given me all this newfound like excitement and belief in myself and like what I have to offer, because the people they're just now starting the course and I'm already hearing such incredible feedback and really constructive feedback to be able to make it, you know, as best as it can get, you know, and going forward. And so that is something so exciting that I cannot wait to, you know, turn into my more evergreen products. But yeah, seeing that human to human connection and being able to see real humans taking it like in front of my eyes has been just honestly life-changing and really has reset the precedent to like how I'm moving forward with this first
offer. It's really such a smart idea. And that feedback will be integral to how you put out the final product, because there's going to be things that perhaps for you, like in the example of the backdoor affirmations, it's something that like you've been using probably forever. But for others of us, we're like, oh, I've never heard of this. And it's going to give you so much good insight and intel into what is going to help you to really connect to your future best customers. And honoring those existing people in your life, everybody loves that opportunity to be one of the first people to experience something really special. So that's a really sweet way of doing it too. So much good stuff. Yeah. Okay. So I want to move into our lightning round, our no gatekeeping lightning round. So whatever comes to your mind first, I've got like four-ish lightning round questions for you. Okay. All right. First one, give us something that is presently a smart idea that you're getting from either a book, a podcast, or a resource. You can tell us what the book is and the idea from the book or the podcast, the idea from the podcast, or just some really great resource that you're like, all smart girls need this.
I think I keep coming back to The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. It was a huge shift for me early on in my journey. And as I am moving through these new like glass ceilings of my new up levels, it's in the closer I get to my first offering, the closer I get to these massive, like huge pinnacle moments in my business, I always have that book in the back of my mind, because I think that really whenever we're, you know, starting something new, it's like we have so much resistance, and The War of Art really just helps validate that experience and kind of show you how to move forward regardless. So that's definitely been a big one that I keep coming back to.
I second that fully. Such a good book. Okay, second question is, tell us a misconception about being a creative who also has a business.
I would say that a misconception might be that it always feels fun. I think maybe I feel like people, you know, when they get into turning their passions into profits and like moving into the more entrepreneurial side of creativity, I think a misconception can be that, like, especially when it comes to manifestation, a misconception can really be that it's supposed to feel fun and easy and breezy and exciting all along the way. And although I do believe that that is the energy that you can be in, it still takes a lot of work, but the work doesn't feel like you're like killing yourself during it. You know, it's like, it takes hard work. It takes grit. It takes that extra effort from your part, but the energy difference into being in alignment versus not in alignment is massive. So it's like, it's still going to take work. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. But when you're in alignment with your purpose and with what you're really meant to do in this world, it doesn't matter, because you're going to be loving the work anyways. The highs and the lows, the ups and the downs. It's like, you just can't imagine a life where you're not doing it.
Definitely. Okay. Next question is someone that you want to give a shout out to. We love sharing resources here. So someone you feel like we either need to know about or that you just want to honor.
I would say the first person that comes to mind is Kathy Heller. I found her podcast. I don't know if you know of her, but mm-hmm. I found her podcast earlier this year, and I'm obsessed with the energy that she puts out with following what lights you up and following your dreams and monetizing it. And like, her philosophy on abundance and ways to, like, you know, how service, you know, is abundance flows through service. And she has, without a doubt, like, if I need someone to like hype me up in the morning to like go after my dreams and just do the damn thing, it will 100% be Kathy Heller. So I really recommend anybody who hasn't heard of her to check her out.
And then the final question is, tell us one thing that you are most excited about for the future of your business.
I would think that, well, I know that what I'm most excited about is my in-person events. I began hosting some really amazing in-person events in Los Angeles last summer, and it was life-changing, so incredible. But I took a long break from that as I went to kind of focus more on my digital products and like building out my offer suite. But hopefully by end of this summer, I really am excited to start bringing back some of that more in-person Meadow events back into my community. So that's something that I'm very excited about. And also, just to say another one, is my podcast and having more people on my show, because this, exactly what we're doing here, conversation, is my lifeblood. So I'm super excited for both of those things.
Beautiful. Okay. Before we go, tell us where we can find you, where we can check out all your beautiful work and find you on social and all that good stuff.
So you can find me on Instagram at Kiki's Meadow, and in my link in bio, you can get on the wait list to my mini course. It should be launching very soon from whenever this is aired, and you can be the first one to get on. You're going to get a great discount if you're on the wait list and get some more information before I officially open the doors to enrollment. And yeah, you can follow me on Instagram and listen to the podcast In the Meadow with Kiki that you can also find in the link in bio. and just connect me there. If you want to message me, I'd love to talk to anybody who's interested in being a part of the Meadow. I love to talk to anybody who's a part of the philosophy.
Thanks for being here. It's been so much fun to get to chat with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely.
Thank you so much to Kiara for joining me. Before we go today, I have to share these two most recent reviews with you. I have been asking every episode if you would kindly leave us a review. I would not be a good podcaster if I didn't ask for this, but I wanted to share these and just celebrate these incredibly kind notes. So the first one comes from Beyond Sam. It's B-E-Y-O-N-S-A-M, maybe like Beyonce, but Beyond Sam. Love it. The title of the review is amazing. Consistently listening to the pod every week and time after time, I always leave it so motivated and inspired to get to work. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Andy and all of her wonderful guests for the transparency, inspiration, and realness. I love it here. Thank you, Beyond Sam. We love having you here. And then the next one says, I look forward to each episode. This is from Rugged and Fancy. That's actually Morgan inside of Out of Office Club. I know that handle, so I know this is Morgan. And Morgan said, I carve out space to listen to this show with my notebook nearby. I love Andy, a woman who has lived many lives. It's very true, Morgan, already, and has fine-tuned her experience and mission to have success, freedom, community, and to expand other people. I love hearing these conversations between her and other people building sustainable and often non-traditional careers. The idea of sharing info and resources so openly, no gatekeeping, is like a new era of boosting each other up. Here for it all. Thank you so much, Morgan. If you are listening to this episode and you've got a feeling about it that you want to share and have not yet left us a review, you can do so on almost every app that you get your podcasts on. So just drop down onto that app and give us a rating and review. Would mean the world to us. I'll be back again next week with another conversation here on The Unschool. Until then, be well, and I'll see you soon.